Mobile County still leads the state for COVID-19 deaths and cases. The economic impact of the virus also means business closings and layoffs. That's not only straining the people hurt by the coronavirus, but those who try to help others in trouble. That includes the United Way of Southwest Alabama and its 47 partner agencies. APR Gulf Coast correspondent Lynn Oldshue reports on how the needs have changed and what's being done to help.
We take care of people, individuals and families in times of personal crisis.
That's Cherie Archer. She's executive director of Ozanam Charitable Pharmacy.
But you add a pandemic to it, it's adding a whole nother level.
Ozanam goes to work when people fill prescriptions like this one. The charity started 22 years ago to help seniors afford medications. That mission expanded its free services to people without insurance. Last year, Ozanam provided close to 2,000 patients with over 33,000 prescriptions. Those medications come close to $3 million. Archer expects that number to climb over the next few months as more prescriptions are filled and other United Way agencies reach out for help.
So I would say 100% of our patients are uninsured. We are the safety net, you know, in times of personal crisis, natural disaster, and now the pandemic.
But I think the aftermath is going to be really eye-opening for a lot of people.
Kelsey Bryant is the Prevention Education Coordinator at Lifeline's Counseling Services, another partner agency of the United Way. Bryant says the economic impact from COVID-19 hasn't hit some families yet, but that could change this summer.
Good morning, United Way 211. How can we help?
I think we're going to get a lot more calls on 211. I think we're going to receive a lot more calls on the suicide prevention line. I just think the aftermath is going to be a lot greater than what's happening right now.
And tell me what happened. Why do you need shoes right now?
The number of calls to the 211 line have doubled during the coronavirus. People are looking for help with food or rent or utility bills. They're looking for resources or someone who cares. But Bryant says some resources have closed down because of COVID-19.
Some of the resources that we normally reach out to have shut down, or they're out of funds. So the needs are far exceeding, you know, what's actually out there to help them.
And while I look for that for you, can you tell me how you've been? How are you coping with everything?
There are so many people that I get on the phone lines that are reaching out, and they're reaching individuals that are, you know, that are workers that are already frustrated themselves, and they are just, you know, just not empathetic, and they just want somebody to be empathetic towards their situation.
So if we can't find that particular meal that you're looking for, would you be willing to accept what we have? Because I have a lot of resources that may be helpful.
Dumas Wesley Community Center was forced to close most of its programs for seniors and shifted its after-school student tutoring online.
You want the box brought back in? Okay.
The daily Meals on Wheels deliveries are now once a week, providing not only food, but conversation and wellness checks for elderly who now feel isolated and alone.
And I'm so glad that we had that already in place so we could just hit the ground running when the time came.
That was Kate Carver, executive director of Dumas Wesley.
We have 50 residents housed in our transitional housing program right now. And so we've carried them through this period since really about March 17th. Only one of our residents in that transitional housing program has been able to keep her job. So you can imagine just they're already having trouble financially. They're in shelter and now they've lost their job.
During this time of isolation, the staff noticed loneliness among the clients from social distancing. Their answer was a little Dixieland. They asked Mobile's Excelsior Band to bring over music and cheer with a surprise concert. The 10-piece group has a 100-year history along the Gulf Coast. They're also in the Alabama Music Hall of Fame.
It's a privilege to be able to see someone kind of at their lowest point and then come out of that. be along with them on that journey and see them reach their full potential. And I think that's what keeps us all going during this kind of scary period with the corona virus.
And things could get scarier. April saw unemployment in the U.S. hit 15%. That's the highest jobless rate since the Great Depression. The needs for some Gulf Coast families could grow over the next few months, and the United Way is there to try to help in these tough times. Lynn Oldshue, Alabama Public Radio, Mobile.